You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class program for a brand new week and a brand new month. It is Monday, May the 2nd. Great to have you aboard here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app. And if you have not done so already, please give it a download at your earliest convenience, as well as your smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, off to my right on the other side of the dais here. Ben on the other side of the glass as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to that website or just stopping on by and greeting them, telling them thank you for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. All of the above available for you, and just a big thank you to DuPaco Community Credit Union. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports, wrap up the NFL draft as well on the program here today, maybe talk a little baseball, some afternoon baseball going on as well. 319-366-1600, that is the text line, that is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Please do not strain your eyes looking up because at periodic times today and this afternoon, that was the sun that was coming out. Just don't want to scare anybody like that because it's been a while, I think, since we've seen it. A little bit on Saturday and then another round of monsoons came through. How you doing? Happy May to you.
Yeah, you as well. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry I didn't get a May Day basket over to your doorstep, but... I didn't get any either.
I didn't either. My wife did, though.
Wasn't that fun as a kid?
Well, I don't think my mom would do that for my sister and brother and I.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was the extent of it. My wife did get one on Sunday, though. My wife did get one.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That was nice. By the way, breaking news just coming out from ESPN's Adam Schefter to start the program here today. Arizona Cardinal Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins going to be suspended for 6 games, first 6 games of the season for violating NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. League sources are telling Adam Schefter at ESPN. So it's not been a good offseason for the Arizona Cardinals. Let's just say that. And that did not help at all. As Kyler Murray is quibbling with the team, and now no DeAndre Hopkins for the first 6 games for a team that at one point was talked about as the best team in the NFC about two-thirds of the season through 2021. Not so much right now.
And right now, it could be that the Cardinals are round into shape, but certainly a big setback with Hopkins going to be on the shelf for 6 games.
Yeah. We also have breaking news here. There is a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball that has made the 7th inning. I'm just throwing that out there, Mark. That, of course, after we had the combined no-hitter over the weekend with 5 different pitchers, which was kind of interesting right there. Is Dylan Cease just carved up Mike Trout to start the 7th inning. White Sox leading the Angels 3-0 in Chicago right now. Dylan Cease's mustache is... the star of the show today, once again. That thing is tremendous. But into the 7th inning, you just don't see that anymore. But you've seen it today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. Yes, 3135, as we just said. DeAndre Hopkins suspended for 6 games for next year to start the season for the Arizona Cardinals. So if you have him in a keeper league in fantasy football... you got a decision to make, I guess. Do you hang on through those first 6 games, or do you maybe make a trade, but then somebody else gets in for the last 11 games, and it's going to put up good numbers no matter how many games he plays for the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I worked a lot of the weekend and, not a great deal on the sports slate. I mean, I watched the Twins, of course, and that was enjoyable. But by and large, it was just kind of a low-key weekend, and I like that.
Yeah, there was it was not the greatest sports weekend. Now here, of course, in the state of Iowa, we had the Drake Relays going on. It was lousy weather again. I know everyone is really shocked by that. Could have been better, but it didn't snow. Some very good performances there, not only in the college and professional side, but also as far as the high school side is concerned. Congratulations to everybody that brought home a Drake Relays championship flag. The Prairie Girls won the Relay Cup, so that was kind of neat with that particular team. And just a good weekend. It's always fun at Drake. It's always fun.
It is, and we're going to catch up with the Gazette's Jeff Linder here in a couple weeks and talk about, as we near the state track meet and baseball and softball get underway with first practices today, and I think first games in a couple weeks.
Yeah, happy first day of practice, everybody. Yeah. Hope it wasn't a morning practice. Usually aren't in baseball and softball. Usually it's afternoon and early evening for the practice. But, yeah, I think it's going to be okay for them today. So it's going to be a little wet. There's no doubt about that. It is definitely soggy outside. Of course, the NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend as the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds took place on Saturday. Did not take long for some Iowa and Iowa State players to hear their names called. And then, of course, we had the usual bevy of free agent signings. Then after that, immediately Saturday night, a lot of people were in place as far as, okay, they're going to go here, they are signed here, et cetera, et cetera. But, some good stuff. And we've got Scott Dochterman, who we talked with last week from The Athletic, has chronicled pretty much everything as far as the free agent signings are concerned for Iowa and Iowa State. Were your biggest surprise, Mark? I will tell you mine, but I'll let you go first. As far as locals are concerned.
Not a great deal. Linderbaum and Breece Hall were not a surprise. I thought Hall could have went in the first round. I think he got a tremendous landing spot with the New York Jets. Among the free agents that I thought might get drafted, I thought Tyler Goodson had a shot.
My surprise right there. I thought he would get drafted.
He's ending up with the Packers. As we've said before, what's better, to be a free agent or a seventh-round pick? I think Goodson has a shot with the Packers. I think Caleb Shudak has a shot with the Titans to be its kicker. I like Iowa State's Chase Allen, a tight end, having a shot with the Bears. He's a very good run blocker and can catch the ball as well.
Who do they compare him to? Your number one tight end.
Cole Kmet, yeah. And there's others that are going to get a shot, and you never know who's going to make it. The one guy I'm surprised about that hasn't signed, but he's going to get a couple workouts, is Jared Brinkman, the UNI defensive lineman. Now, he's kind of undersized, but tremendously productive. And, again, I think he's going to get a couple workouts. Nothing signed as yet that I've seen. Isaiah Weston from UNI is going to get a shot with the Browns.
Yep.
Iowa State with 4 draftees, including Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, who was hardly irrelevant in his career. Charlie Kohler, I think, is going to make a nice NFL tight end. Two players from Iowa, Tyler Linderbaum and Dane Belton. Iowa actually didn't have, you know, a lot of guys eligible. There were a half a dozen or so that signed free agent contracts that didn't get drafted. So all around a really good year for in-state players. Nationally, you can't say enough about Georgia getting 15 draft picks.
Oh.
Mainly on the defensive side of things. But then you have Cincinnati with 9 players selected. That's impressive.
Senior-dominated team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to have somebody of not thought of as a Power 5 school getting that many is very, very impressive out there.
And Texas without a draft pick.
They're back. Sorry, BJ. 319-366-1600 on the text line. That's 319-366-1600. Yes, Dale, Arkansas did have a few. Yeah. And we'll get to that catch that Mr. Usher made over the weekend.
He made another one today.
I know. But which one was better? It wasn't as good as the one over the weekend.
No.
That was scintillating. That one was.
It was number one on SportsCenter.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Kyler Schott, the former Northland product, going to have a tryout with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You mentioned Jared Brinkman. Going to have a couple of tryouts, one with the New York Jets, another with the New England Patriots. Boy, doesn't he just sound and that's a Patriot, Bill Belichick guy that no one knows about. And Jared Brinkman's going to have a solid career in the NFL with the New England Patriots and just frustrate people because they had a chance to take him and nobody did. Greg Eisworth of Iowa State is going to have a tryout with the Miami Dolphins. Jack Kerner from Dowling. By the way, I know Dowling tweeted this out earlier on today. 5 Dowling players in the NFL right now, at least in many camps. That's pretty good.
Well, Kerner couldn't have been happy when the Saints announced they were bringing in Honey Badger.
No.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, and I feel good for Honey Badger, and I feel good for Cajun Troy. He's going to be a big help as far as New Orleans is concerned. Kerner is going to be a Saint. Tyler Goodson to the Packers, as you mentioned. Zach Van Valkenburg has signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. Matt Hankins, surprised that he didn't get drafted either?
Sort of.
I think it was a surprise. He's going to have a free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. Mentioned Chase Allen and Isaiah Weston. Also, as far as locals are concerned, Jack Cochran, the former Mount Vernon Mustang, going to be in the camp of the Kansas City Chiefs, as is Mike Rose, the former Iowa State All-American linebacker. I'm very excited about that. I think that is a good free agent pickup for the Chiefs. Both those guys. Terrors as far as the linebacking core is concerned on their college teams anyway.
Yeah, I think Rose will have an opportunity in Kansas City, if not Cochran. Jake Hummel, the Iowa State linebacker, going to the Rams, and defensive tackle Derek Schweiger from Iowa State going to the Saints as well.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And, yes, 96-63. Brock Purdy getting a whole bunch of gifts and et cetera, for being Mr. Irrelevant.
He was excited.
Well, why aren't you? You should be excited. I mean, that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, he's starting out as the fourth quarterback in that 49ers room, but
you don't know how long Garoppolo's going to be there?
You don't. And there's always the practice squad. We'll see.
Now, is it the greatest place for him to go? Probably not, because they went quarterback last year, if you recall, and probably not going to be Jimmy Garoppolo quarterbacking that team, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes. But there could be worse landing spots as far as Brock Purdy is concerned. And, he's got a, like you said, I think he can make a taxi squad this year, practice squad, whatever they call it. he's got a few things to overcome, but you know, if Deebo Samuel stays there, that's a pretty good receiving core he's throwing to in San Francisco.
You never know what's going to happen in camp either. I mean, or the exhibition season. Kurt Warner can tell you that.
True. Yeah. Yeah, Kurt Warner can definitely tell you that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM, looking back at the draft. And, of course, everybody's got their 2 cents worth nationally on who won the draft or who lost the draft. And I don't know how you do that because you're not going to know for 2 or 3 years exactly how this all plays out. There could be a free agent signing out there that no one knows about that is going to be somebody that's going to be an all-pro down the line. It may take 3 or 4 years to get them to that level, but it's all speculate. The funniest thing about the weekend is that they're already, you know, early leader for, you know, AFC Offensive Rookie of the Year, and all the Offensive Rookie of the Year leaders are quarterbacks that were taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Malik Willis, Pickett leading the way. People like that, you know, how long is it going to be till they are, you know, starting for their particular team? I mean, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
Three teams I thought had a really outstanding draft, and that would be Detroit, the Jets, and Kansas City. I think Kansas City had a really nice draft. I know the Bears are getting pretty good marks. I didn't understand why Chicago continued to trade down in the late rounds, other than the fact that Chicago accumulated 5 more draft picks than it once had. But those are late round draft picks, so we'll see how that turns out. You know, a variety of teams did very well, but I think those three teams in particular stood out to me.
Pete Prisco loves the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
A-plus as far as the Ravens are concerned. Getting Tyler Linderbaum and Charlie Kolar, as you mentioned, really, really like them. And like you said, it's hard because one guy's going to say, oh, they got an A-plus, and the other guy's going to say they got a D. I mean, it's very hard to figure things out. I thought Detroit did a very good job. I thought Green Bay had a good draft for what it's worth. I'm biased, but I thought the Chiefs had a really, really good draft. Love Sky Moore. He's not going to be Tyreek Hill. He's not quite that big. He's not quite that fast. Nobody is as fast as Tyreek Hill in the NFL, but really, really, really like Sky Moore. He's going to be a guy that's going to be in the slot and is going to make life miserable for a lot of people.
He was at Kinnick Stadium, was he not?
He was a Western Michigan guy, okay. Yeah. He was a Western Michigan guy.
Okay.
And, you know, 5'10 and a half, maybe. 5'9", 5'10", more than likely. But he's going to do a lot of things that Tyreek Hill did. I thought Tampa Bay had a pretty good draft.
You throw the Eagles in there as well.
Yeah, I thought they had a nice draft as well. And I agree with you about the Jets. People have Breece Hall on their offensive rookie of the year candidate forms right now. I mean, first running back taken, yes, we can see that. But all in all, I think a very good draft for the Jets.
Cyclone Jim, I wanted to strangle the Vikings on Thursday night, but I think they righted themselves.
The Vikings. Pete Prisco gave him a C. You could do worse. You can do better. And again, don't take that into stock too much. It is what it is out there. Yes, Justin Ross signed as a free agent today by the Chiefs. So they get kind of another draft choice out there, if you will. The Chiefs went big defense. Big time. They took 3 corners in this draft. So you can see the AFC West. Got to gear up for that. 324 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we come your way here on this Monday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Eat local and try their burgers and fries made fresh daily. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
Iowa men's basketball is still awaiting the decision of 6'11 transfer portal candidate Theo Akwuba. He played at Louisiana. He is down to Iowa and Ole Miss. He's from Alabama. He spent most of his life in the South, which doesn't mean much when you're picking your next school. So if that news comes to you now or between now and 4 o'clock, we'll bring it to you. If not, I'm sure Todd and Alex will be on that as well. They wrapped up the NASCAR Dover race today. If you're taping it, turn your sound down right now. Chase Elliott is your winner.
The non-car, the nap car one.
Iowa City High versatile athlete Ben Keeter won a national junior men's freestyle wrestling title over the weekend. Of course, he is an Iowa football and wrestling recruit, one of the best athletes in the state. Nebraska has been fined $10,000, and head coach, football coach Scott Frost has been given a one-year show cause penalty and a five-day suspension in season for doing some coaching things off campus.
Well,
that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about that because it's just a slap on the wrist. And Scott Frost knew exactly what he's doing. Was it the world's worst violation? No, they brought in an extra coach and this and that. But he knew about it. We'll talk about it.
He's
more.
The analyst, and analysts aren't allowed to be hands-on coaches.
No, no. We'll get more on that coming up here in just a little bit. It's 5 days. Ooh.
When's the bye week?
Yeah, or, yeah, they can pick and choose those days very readily out there. 3:27 here on the Gym Class program. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll get a weather update and have more of the Gym Class after this right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have clouds for the remainder of the day today and temperatures in the mid-50s. As we head into this evening, winds will pick up and rain starts to move in. Some light showers will be possible after 5 or 6 o'clock, with heavier and steadier rain arriving overnight. Could be some thunderstorms as well. Rain will then continue into early Tuesday morning, winding down during midday, and we'll be left with the clouds, the breeze, and temperatures in the low to mid-50s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants you to stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so here's a handy checklist to help you get prepared for storm-related power outages. First, make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. Second, visit the Outage Center at LynnCountyREC.com. to familiarize yourself with resources like the outage map and details on how to report an outage. Third, sign up for outage alerts so Linn County REC can notify you if the power goes out at your home or business and let you know when it comes back on. Next, if you have a portable generator, be sure you know how to use it safely. Follow all guidelines and manufacturer instructions. And finally, for more information, go to LynnCountyREC.com, helping you plan ahead. Another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
We had a lot of student loan debt, and we also had low credit scores for bad credit card decisions we had made in our younger years. Dan came home one day and told me that he had opened this account, and he had talked about different things that we could do to raise our credit score. And they were really small changes that we made and just kept up on.
We've always wanted to own our own restaurant. So I just kind of floated the idea like, oh, I found this food truck. This is what we can afford. This is what we can do. This is a restaurant.
I was like, yeah, let's try it. We have had so much fun with it. We've gotten to meet so many cool people and go to so many neat towns.
And now we're mentors to other people. And we try to help other people because people helped us.
We really believe in the community. We're only as strong as our weakest member. So we try to build people up and just give back.
Definitely visiting the PACO Credit Union was the thing that started all this journey, you know?
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Daughtry. Heavy is the crowd. The Dearly Beloved Tour. The multi-platinum, multi-award winner returns Saturday, July 23rd, McGrath Amphitheater. With special guest, Blackstone Cherry. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. Daughtry, live.
Sound of a world on fire.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
We are back at 3:31 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Monday edition of the show. Tomorrow, trying to hook up with a baseball analyst, talk a little baseball. I am trying to avoid looking at the television for my heart because Kendall Graveman and Liam Hendricks are getting ready to go 1-2.
We can switch seats if you'd like.
With a 3-0 lead, and of course Graveman gives up a single and to the first batter. But 3-0 White Sox, one out, top of the eighth inning against the Angels. And that is one of the afternoon games. You mentioned how NASCAR came out as well. More about Scott Frost, and if you'd like to comment, love to hear from you on the text line, 319-366-1600. This was a level 2 punishment for Scott Frost. And what do you got to do to get a level 1? According to the article here on CBSSports.com, Frost was aware of the violation and not acting, and his suspension will take place at some point during the fall football season, the 5-day suspension. So you get a 5-day suspension for knowing and, you know, doing something that is illegal. The NCAA did not say who the person was that came in, the analyst, but speculation that it was Jonathan Rutledge. He served as a senior special teams analyst before he was fired in January of 2021. Now, they are allowed to talk to coaches, but they are not permitted to talk to the players directly. And also not permitted to make calls during competition. Apparently did do that. So my question is, with this and knowingly doing this, which is knowingly bending the rules, how in the world do you get, you know, a slap on the wrist of a 5-day suspension and, you know, for what it's worth, 1-year show cause suspension? And I'm not saying it because it's Nebraska. I'm just saying it because it's anybody out there. If this was Texas doing it or Oregon doing it or Colorado doing it or whatever, I mean, this is, guy knew what he was doing and going to get 5 days for it. That's it.
I don't know. Ask the new president of the NCAA, whoever that may be.
Well, it's...
Mark Emmert on his way out. Maybe not until 2023, but yeah, this happened in 2020, and you know, the analyst. Why do you have these analysts anyway?
You already have 15 people on staff.
Yeah.
You really need to have that extra one?
No offense to anybody who holds that position, but at any rate, the analyst had direct contact with players, which is not allowed. It exceeds the number of that you're limited to have contact with players. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the specific difference between level one and level two. Obviously, level one more serious.
But this is just blatantly bending the rules and knowing that you can't do this, but you're going to do it. And does he get to do five? Does he have to do five straight days of a practice, like you mentioned the bye week? Oh, we'll you know, take that off. 3 days after that, whatever the case may be, of that week. I don't know, but it's just, it's crazy. This is, you know, I'm not saying that Nebraska should go on probation for 3 years, you know, no television, no bowls or anything like that, but, you know, there should be some more ramifications to this thing.
1960 in the text line. Oh, well, Scott Frost last year coaching in Nebraska anyway.
15-29 in his four seasons at Nebraska.
81-86, the NCAA right on top of things.
0189 wins Twitter today, or wins the text line today. Scott Frost should have to coach five extra days, not less. very much so. 319-366-1600, and we now have a decision from Theo Akwuba, and it is not Iowa. Ole Miss is where he will be playing basketball next year. So I guess another good reason why, or that Iowa did get Josh Ogundele to come back. So Iowa, again, spurned by another big man. And, of course, first thing, the immediate Twitter reaction is that this is because Iowa does not have NIL payments going out. I'm not sure Ole Miss does. I haven't looked into that, but a lot of schools are putting that together now, whether it's after they become an athlete at that institution or trying to get athletes to that school. And we talked about this ad nauseum, Mark. We've talked about it over the last couple of weeks, but more and more people nationally are getting behind this and asking questions on, you know, I saw a tweet, and I'm going to bring it up if I can find it, earlier today or over the weekend. And, here it is. Carlo Veltri had this out, and he's with Sports Illustrated, about one of the transfer players as far as college is concerned, named Addison. Addison is rumored to be receiving greater than $3 million plus a house in Southern California from USC boosters via the NIL funding vehicle. If that is true, he will make more than the Steelers' second-round wide receiver pick and have a 2022 compensation package on par with the 20th overall pick in the NFL, Kenny Pickett, of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Was this the intent of NIL? No, it's absolutely out of control, borderline stupid, and I don't think it's going to be reined in anytime soon before Mark Emmert leaves.
Does Mississippi have an NIL package? I don't know.
I have no idea.
So why turn directly to NIL? Maybe they do. Maybe he's going to get a lot of money and a great deal. I think I was working, and Iowa State working on NIL programs for their players, but I can't definitively say that NIL had anything to do with this young man's choice.
I have no idea, but I can tell you it's been a big factor in a lot of decisions.
He's from the South. He's from Montgomery, Alabama, played at Louisiana, lived his whole life in the South. Maybe the kid feels more comfortable playing for a team in the South.
Yeah, I'm not going to get after the kid or anything like that. He made the decision. It did not go in Iowa's favor, and that's that. So
he is a player Iowa could use. 6'11", 225, the Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year last year, averaged 9.2 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks a game.
Congratulations as well to the DePaul Blue Demons softball team, as Chris Lehman tells us, who clinched a postseason berth over the weekend. 2235 says he got paid in big letters. So perhaps he did get paid.
How do you know?
As far as that is concerned. I didn't see that. There is a video as far as his decision that accompanies his decision on Twitter. Now, I obviously can't listen to it while we're on the air or something like that. So maybe it says something or maybe he put out something. I don't know. We're conducting a call-in show here and an interactive show. So I can't look at it or read it right now. But maybe he did get paid. Maybe he said he got that. I'm not going to assume anything until I hear it from his Twitter account or his mouth. But Iowa did get a player over the weekend, a walk-on, a preferred walk-on, a point guard out of Rock Island. Very good player, and I know the name escapes me right now. I'm going to try to look it up here. If you know it, Mark, right offhand, throw it out there at any time. But young man that was being looked at by several smaller D1 schools. You have it?
I don't for sure. I'm not going to attempt it.
Okay. I will find it here. And if you have it on the text line, let us know at 319-366-1600. You're darn right, 0818. That USC deal may keep some kids from declaring early for the pros. How about player of the year? From the University of Kentucky, who's coming back to Kentucky. Only, he got a huge NIL deal. And that's the reason why he's coming back to Kentucky.
Okay, Xavier Foster from Oskaloosa. He's going to SMU. Did he get paid?
Not sure. Now, they pay people in the past.
Who's getting paid and who? Well, that was Greg James and Eric Dickerson, but
very much so.
Because a kid decides on a school, he automatically is getting paid.
Marion Nimmers, by the way, that is the Rock Island player who committed to Iowa over the weekend. 6'3", combo guard, and had a very good senior year for the Rock Island Rocks over just across the river. Visited Illinois before he made his commitment to Iowa, but that's going to be a preferred walk-on. So is he going to take over right away for Joe Toussaint? No, that's probably not going to be the case. But still, anytime, like you said, you can't have too many point guards. And thank you, 7729, for helping us out with that. But I did find that right when you gave it to me. But thank you very much. We appreciate it. Cyclone Tim, I don't think this is really the spirit of what NIL is supposed to be about. I don't blame kids. I blame the adult boosters who are acting like college owners of teams. And that's pretty much the case right now. And if you thought that the gap between the haves and have-nots is bad now, folks, you ain't seen nothing yet over the next probably year and a half until the NCAA has a new man in charge. And boy, I hate to be that guy. I mean, what do you do if you're the new president of the NCAA? First of all, is there going to be an NCAA that is all-encompassing? You got to ask yourself that. Is it going to be, you know, in charge of power conference sports? Or is the NCAA only going to be, you know, lower conferences in Division I, as well as Division II and Division III? Is there going to be another entire entity that's going to be covering the power conferences, as far as, you know, and then do you decide, is it just football and basketball? Do you throw baseball in there? Do you throw wrestling in there? Do you throw women's basketball in there? What do you do? There's so many questions right now, and we don't have any answers. I think that's what's frustrating people the most right now.
It isn't necessarily the kids who are getting paid for their name, image, and likeness. It has to do with what school you're going to, what market you're going to. You talked about USC, obviously LA. And you can go right on down the line. We talked about it when I forget the name of the player and the circumstances, getting $800,000 in a brand new car. I'm not sure what is this what Jordan Bohannon intended when he promoted name, image, and likeness? Just an open-ended free for all.
I don't think it was. You know, Jordan would be the only
and
one.
Not to lay it on Jordan Bohannon, but he spent a lot of time meeting with congressmen and promoting the idea of name, image, and likeness. And he probably can be credited as much as any player with getting that done.
But I don't think anybody had the figures. Well, except two people in this room who said this was going to happen. Not to pat ourselves in the back, but said it was going to happen. It was a bidding war. And it's turned into a bidding war. And not only for money, but also endorsements, houses, cars. I mean, this is Pony Access, the 30 for 30 on ESPN come to life. It's what it is. This is absolutely what it is. Go back and look at it and tell me I'm wrong.
So Xavier Foster got paid at SMU.
I'm sure everybody's getting paid at this point. 319-366-1600 here at 346. And again, in case you missed it, Iowa basketball missing out on the big man from Mississippi as he, from Louisiana as he chose Mississippi, the Oaquaba, as he is going to be playing his basketball in the Southeastern Conference for the Ole Miss Rebels. We'll take a break, come back, have more of the Gym Class for you right after this as you're listening to 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th, and Siegel's Jewelry has a store-wide sale of up to 60% off all new and estate jewelry, including diamond earrings and pendants, diamond remounts, birthstone jewelry, gold chains, Seiko watches, and more. 24-karat gold roses retail $99, now $49. Trade in or sell your unwanted gold for even greater savings. Siegel's Jewelry, one half block south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Mark Cuban, love him or hate him, he's a game changer. Take the Mavs, only two losing seasons, or him turning 10 grand into 5 billion. He sees ahead of the curve, literally a baller. So when he makes a move, you watch. And he has found a new market with a global value of $1.7 trillion. And here's the cool thing, we can all get a piece of that action. Up until now, it's been locked off only for billionaires. But now all we need is a smartphone. It's not betting. This is way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 360,000 members on their platform ahead of the curve, just like Mark Cuban. Our listeners get priority access, so they skip the wait list. Just go to masterworks.io and enter the promo code GREENY. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. That's masterworks.io, promo code GREENY. Masterworks.io, promo code GREENY. There's no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risks of loss.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more. From the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh, cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Financing a new home couldn't be easier when you choose Cross Country Mortgage. Their mission is simple: to provide you with the best possible lending options and offer a transparent mortgage process for everyone involved. With their dedicated team of loan officers, your dream home could be yours in an average of 21 days. For homeowners, they offer renos, refis, jumbo loans, everything you need to keep your house feeling like home. Visit CCM.com, Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done. Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:50 here for a Monday on KGY. I'm going to talk more baseball, trying to line up a couple of guests that we have reached out to tomorrow to talk some baseball with us as we're about a little less than a month into the season and trends starting to develop, if you will. And looking forward to hopefully doing that coming up on the program tomorrow. More text coming in as far as reaction, not only as far as the latest big man to spurn the University of Iowa as far as playing basketball for the Hawkeyes, Theo Agwuba, the Louisiana 6'11 center, has made his decision. He is going to play at Ole Miss and play for the Rebs coming up this winter as he narrowed his choice to Iowa and Mississippi. So he will play for Mississippi. And Liam Hendricks, 3-up, 3-down, 3 strikeouts. Wow. I am surprised. White Sox.
He's not facing the Twins, Scott.
Well, got Trout there looking, and that doesn't happen very often. But Dylan Cease was terrific today. By the way, kudos to the Iowa baseball team, 2 out of 3 over Nebraska on the weekend. As they won an extra innings. That was a big win yesterday for the Hawkeyes, because if they dropped 2 out of 3 to Nebraska, that would have definitely dented their hopes as far as the postseason is concerned.
Yeah, Iowa stays in fourth place in the Big Ten, and I think comes, correct me if I'm wrong, comes home for a series this weekend.
I believe so. I believe that is the case. 79-68, some more text talking about after the with reactions. And, of course, the first thing people are jumping to is the fact that Agwuba got paid more by Ole Miss than he would have NIL-wise at Iowa. Nobody should be surprised at all that empowering student-athletes has turned into buying student-athletes. Please stop pretending this can be controlled or regulated. Blow up the system now and create one that deals with reality. Now, that's one side of things. 4479, what makes you think that it can be regulated? The Supreme Court ruled that college athletes can be paid for their services in a free market economy.
I don't blame the players, the in this case basketball players, as much as I blame the boosters and the schools putting these programs in place to enter bidding wars for the services of players. Now, have boosters and alumni helped programs in the past? It goes back a long ways.
And a lot of that was under the table.
A lot of that was under the table. You had businessmen. I'm not going to name any names, but I know the names of private businessmen and women for every school. I know them particularly for Iowa, but... it's been going on. Now it's legal. But these boosters and schools teaming up. And what's a kid supposed to say? What's Oscar supposed to say over Kentucky if he's going to make $2 million a year this year for returning to Kentucky?
And knowing that on top of
that.
The
Sheboy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Player of the year. Knowing on top of that he's going to make his... It makes you really appreciate, I think, what Tyler Linderbaum did with his NIL as far as with the Children's Hospital down at the University of Iowa. Just shows what kind of man he is, because you're not going to see a lot of people do that. Granted that Iowa has that opportunity a little bit more than other schools out there, and there may be other players that are doing that. We don't know. You're also going, I mean, You've got that starting. You've got the NFL, a lot of their players, the same thing with basketball, professional sports in general, that come up with organizations that they lead. I mean, are you going to see that in college sports now? It's just crazy. And I don't know what you do to regulate it. I really don't know because, you know, the cow's out of the barn at this point. If you say after 2 years that this group gets paid and then all of a sudden new president comes into the NCAA, it ends. Okay, you've got a cap of, you know, $700,000 you can get, which is still pretty high for a college student, but it's not $2 million.
Don't forget this is a marketing thing, too, for the boosters and or companies that are footing the bill. Again, I can't remember the player that's getting $800,000 in a new car, but it's from a fledgling company that is into health information notifications.
That's the one at Miami.
Yeah. You don't think... I think I could remember the name of if it's benefiting from doing something like that, but you get my point. It's a marketing thing for, and I'd like to see full disclosure. You know, if we find out this kid from Louisiana benefiting from an NIL deal, whether it's a pizza joint or a big company, let's hear about it.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I don't blame the kids. I don't blame the kids at all. I blame the companies and the boosters. And, I mean, this is just a way to also improve their lot as far as, you know, these people as far as their boosters are concerned. 319-366-1600. Todd and Alex coming your way next. By the way, we've got NBA basketball coming up tonight for you here on KGYM as the playoffs continue. As far as the National Basketball Association, they're into the second round now, the conference semifinals. Dallas Phoenix tonight, 8:30 on all of our frequencies. Game one from Phoenix. NHL getting underway tonight with their postseason, including game one between Minnesota and St. Louis. I told Spencer if he wants to jump on a bandwagon, there's plenty of room on the St. Louis Blues bandwagon. He's looking for a hockey team.
He'll find someone.
He's looking for a hockey team. Come on. Come on, Spencer. Come on over. A
couple last texts, 22:35. Until there is equal pay, Iowa and Iowa State are screwed.
And I can't disagree.
4,007, I don't understand the problem for these kids to get paid. I don't see why you guys make it sound like it's a horrible thing. At least I can sense that in the tone, in the way you're talking about it. Did you hear what we said? Don't blame the kids.
I don't blame the kids. But something needs to be done because there are schools that can afford, you know, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, and then there is Iowa and Iowa State that cannot. I mean, it's as simple as that.
It takes a big grocery chain here in the state of Iowa, and you know who I'm talking about, to commit millions of dollars to Iowa and Iowa State's NIL program. Something like that.
More on this with Todd and Alex coming up. Tomorrow we'll talk some baseball with you. NBA action coming up tonight. Have a great night, everybody. Back with you tomorrow at 3.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The one overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers. And the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. With visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't,